The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Earlier this morning, USDA released its ending stocks estimates for 2005, 2006, and 2006-2007. For 2005 and 06, corn ending stocks, 2.062 billion bushels, soybeans, 545 million, wheat, 568 million, 2006-2007 corn, 1.077 billion bushels, soybeans, 560 million, wheat, 438 million bushels. All the important numbers from the ending stocks, the crop production reports, the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate reports now up on our website. You can click on there at WILOAg.org. And if you would like to have these numbers delivered to your mailbox, as well as analysis every week on agriculture, click on down to our AM 580 Ag e-letter link and hit the subscribe button. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 5:18, up one on the open. September at 5:23, down two. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.98 and a half, up a half on the open. September 4:15, down 1 and a half. December 4:34 and a half, down one. March 4:49, down 2 and 3 quarters on the open. July corn opened at 2.56, up 2 and a quarter on the open. September 2.66, up two. December 2.81, up. December, yes, 281, up 1 and 3 quarters. March, 291 and a half, up 1 and a half on the open. And the red line, December, 312, down a quarter on the open. July oats opened at 232 and a half, up 1 on the open. September, 209 and 3 quarters unchanged. July beans opened at 609 and a half, up 2 and a half on the open. August, 614, up 4. September, 621 and a half, up 3 and a half. November, 635 and a half, up 3. January, 645, up 1 and a half. March, 649, down 1 and a half. May, 649, down 2. November, 668, up 3 quarters on the open. July soybean meal opened at 174, up 60 on the open. August, 175.50, up 120. July soybean oil opened at 27.55, up 23 on the open. August, 27.57, up 13. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 113.25, down 40 on the open. September, 113.10. down 35. October, 112.25, down 65 on the open. August live cattle opened at 83.80, down 25 on the open. October, 87.35, down 40. July lean hogs opened at 70.90, up 7.5 on the open. August, 68, up 15. October, 60.50, up 5. December, 58.30, down 12.5 on the open. And July bellies opened at 95.15, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Markets turned to the downside since the opening bell. Let's look at the commodities individually and see if we can sort out the whys. Let's begin with the wheat. Is that a matter of world wheat numbers today?
Well, the wheat market did focus in on a pretty good U.S. Production, but also the world stocks, as you mentioned, is larger. The average guess and carryover numbers in the U.S. was actually a little smaller than the average guess. We have a lot of soft red wheat in the U.S. The other two varieties seem to be smaller. We did notice that the Australian production was down considerably. Canada wheat production was left unchanged, and that's a question mark. The general feeling is, of course, soft wheat, there's a lot of wheat There's talk about a big acreage increase this coming year in the soft red wheat, winter wheat growing areas. The weather forecast is still fairly cruel for the spring wheat area. Harvesting is still going on and finishing up in the northern part of the state.
Turn our attention to corn. July now, 252 down 1 3/4. September, 261 and a half down 2 1/2. December, 277 down 2 1/4. This courtesy of AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. He was crunching some numbers for us for the last 7 days. He says northwest Iowa, southwest Minnesota, southeastern South Dakota, and northeast Nebraska missing rain, as well as parts of southeast Iowa and northeast Missouri. Also very little rainfall there, yet the market a little bit softer today. Why?
Okay, what we've noticed is with the Bernanke change and the higher interest rates, the commodity funds, we think, took a horrible beating in the stock, gold, silver, bean, corn, wheat markets. Gold and silver, and have scaled back some of their trading. As a result of that, the last 5 or 6 days, we've seen on higher openings, the locals in Chicago go in and sell soybeans very aggressively, and today, of course, we saw them sell wheat, beans, and also corn. It's profit-taking. The upper-level maps still look blatantly hot to me. There could be a little bit of rain in parts of the West next week sometime, but as a general rule, a large percentage of real estate still goes dry. What it is that we're starting to see a lot of volatility in trade. The commodity funds don't come in and punish the locals like they did last year and earlier this fall and springtime. So the market is trading more, subject to just this and that type of whelm. But we do see after the locals beat it down, the market generally comes back, and we do anticipate that in the corn market today.
Would you anticipate then that pattern to continue for the next week and all things being equal, a summit on the contract highs in December corn sometime in the next 14 days?
Well, you know, I still hold out at some point in time the possibility of $3 December corn, but also I sense when we look at this carryover in corn, you know, a little over 2 billion bushels this year and then over a billion bushel reduction next year, we do see the economic dynamics of this new evolution of exports, grain storage being built, ethanol demand being built, good feed usage, and a new interest in better corn demand in the world, and you know that's very evident and prevalent today. And also, we still have to fight for more corn acres next year because we do have over $4 a bushel new crop wheat and over $6 a bushel new crop soybeans. Very strong competitors to get more acreage. So the upper dynamics of the corn market are very, very strong. Everybody knows it, and it's, you know, even being talked about on CNBC and Commodity Futures Magazine. So it's the topic of the day.
Do you think that USDA has it fairly factored in with corn at 1.077 given ethanol expansion, or might we easily slip under that number by the time that crop rolls around?
Well, as I understand it, they're using a yield of approximately 149 to 150 bushels to the acre on that yield. My general impression is that that the yield is always subject to change, and that's the biggest variable factor. Also, we're picking up, and, you know, it hit national headlines in the financial world about this joint venture between the Anderson
Yes.
and Marathon Oil Company, and it does show that it's cheaper to drill in the cornfields and turn ethanol into gasoline than it is to find new energy and probably more profitable. And I think that also with that new technology and money that's out there, you know, you'll probably find new companies that can build them and new ways to do it. So that's the big new thing on the block, and I think it's very definitely well and alive, that concept, and it is catching everybody's attention in the financial world around the world.
Thanks much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick. July wheat, 5.11 down 6. July wheat, that of course in Kansas City. July wheat in Chicago, 3.92 down 6. September, 4.10.5 down 6. July corn, 2.52 down 1.75. September, 2.62.25 down 1.75. December, 2.77.5 down 1.75. March, 2.88.25 down 1.75. July beans, 6.01.5 down 5.5. August, 6.07 down 3. September, 6.14 down 4. November, 6.29.25 down 3.25. July soybean meal, 172.50 down 90. July soybean oil, 27.28 down 4. At the Merck, August feeders, 113.90 up 25. August live cattle, 83.90 down 15. July lean hogs, 70.70 down 12.5. Ed Kuser's two-state forecast today in northern Illinois, partly sunny, elsewhere mostly cloudy with areas of rain and thunderstorms, highs ranging from 78 in northern Indiana to 88 in southwestern Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time in the studio. Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.
First hour of the show, sir.